Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTEC Smith and Steve Metz.
BTEC Smith and Steve Metz,
you are now entering the Mega Cast.
The Mega Cast.
When KSW plays this song on the radio, Testify by Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah.
First thing you'd think, Megacast.
I tweet it out every time.
Okay.
Hashtag Megacast. We play it during the men's room.
I saw you tweet recently, it just said hashtag Megacast, and I thought, I bet they just play Testify by Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because Ben, right? Ben on the men's room, he watches the text line.
Uh-huh.
And every time we played, he'd be like, What does this have to do with the Megacast? Everybody keeps tweeting in or texting Megacast.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's our intro.
Dude, every time we play, which I wish we would play more because it's a freaking awesome song. Every time, Mega Hug, Mega. Oh man, I was bummed. I thought the Megacast was starting. I'm like, yeah, because in the middle of BJ and Migs, Ted just walks in, fires off the intro, and we kick everybody out.
That would be unbelievable.
That would be awesome.
Shay, get out of here.
Get out of here. Yeah, you, Danny, get out. Vicky, done. Rev, go home.
Right. Rev, hang out and answer a phone.
Yeah.
I know you. Danny, you seem cool. I don't know you well enough. Get the hell out.
Yeah. Steve's going to get behind the board. Give him his flash drive.
When's the last time you ran a board?
Since the end days, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that was getting more and more sporadic because, you know, it was just when I worked the weekend shift because Andy, the old host, Andy Savage, he ran his own board. But... He ran his board in the most ridiculously stupid way. He would hover over the board and want to hit the buttons, but he doesn't want to do any of the work behind loading the stuff. So I had to hover over him with a mouse and put things in certain spots, and then he'd hit the buttons, hit start, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's like at that point, give up running the board, man. You're not really working the board.
Some people are like crazy about it.
Yeah. I don't get it, man. I would much rather not run the board.
I'm with you. I've been loving life on the other side.
I was going to say, I would imagine you more than anyone knows the difference because just what, like a year ago, you were still behind the board.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. To me, it just seems more freedom. You can look up other stories. You can do this and that.
You don't have to have that sinking fear that there's no commercials loaded or no song ready or any of that crap.
Yeah. And I don't know how to describe it, but like, you know, you say a joke that's not funny. That's one thing. Maybe you even say something a little controversial. You know, like you got to deal with that. But nothing is worse is that pit in your stomach when like you fire something and it doesn't fire or you know you're playing the wrong thing.
Yep.
And you're just like, oh, damn it. I'm going to hear about this.
I always compare it to being alone on an island because really everybody's looking at you and it's nobody's fault but your own.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone in the room is aware that it was, oh, Ted screwed up.
We had one a couple weeks ago, right? And it was one of those things where like, Ben was like, yeah, like, it falls on both people, right? Like, Castle left something in there that shouldn't have been, and then Ben didn't check it and take it out. So it's like, that's the life of running the board. You're just kind of like, I could kind of blame him, but then I didn't check it. Like, right, it's like, it's just a screw up.
You should just be that guy that is, like, unbearably, just like... You're just like overbearing in how mean you are to Ben when he screws up. Like, come on, man. I know this game. I live this game.
I am this game.
Do we need to put me back behind there? Do we need the professional?
I mean, I got to be funny. I got to run the board. What are you guys doing without me?
It's like that most lopsided relationship where the guy thinks he does it. I do everything. Actually, you don't do anything. Well, still, I do everything around here. Now you want me to take out the trash.
Yeah, that's what I should do. I should be that guy.
Just storm out. Dave, amateurs.
Where's Steve? We're doing a Megacast.
Get his flash drive. For those that don't know, we have like this really awesome touchscreen computer system that is how we work our basically runs the radio station from music to songs, commercials.
I never used the touching. I always used a mouse still.
Right, but it's got that option.
Oh, yeah. It's super up to date.
It's fancy AF, as the kids would say, right?
I use AF a lot now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I like it.
I'm okay with that one.
Yeah.
It's way better than, like, you know, YOLO or LOMO. Or FOMO. LOMO was the baseball player that...
Oh, yeah.
It's no longer
FOMO was a Burning Man term.
Was it?
Yeah. That was the first time I ever heard it.
Fear of missing out?
Yeah. And then somehow, I don't know, mainstream people kind of just picked it up.
Oh, not surprising, since like everybody seems to end up at Burning Man, except for me.
Everybody's doing it.
Everyone's going to Burning Man, except for me. And I got to take the trash out.
Bring the flash drive.
Hey, let's So anyways, yeah. Everyone uses the computer system. I'm so old school, I have a flash drive, and I just fire everything off of this flash drive because I don't feel like learning all the nuances of the board.
I don't think you have to.
No, it works just fine.
Yeah.
You know, I could play our songs. I could play our commercials. I could do everything from this.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I could even test Ted and see if he can name a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Safer than a tube sock.
What movie is that?
He's safer than a tube sock?
Yeah.
Do it one more time.
Safer than a tube sock.
I mean, is that referencing, like, sex or something?
It is.
Oh, one more time.
Safer than a tube sock.
Relatively not new, but it's not like an old, old classic.
Oh, man, I might not know.
I would imagine he's saying it's safer than a tube sock, meaning that he's having sex with something that's not an animate object.
Oh, American Pie.
Safer than a tube sock.
Oh, yeah, there he is. All right, now I got the voice.
See, I can just run that whenever the hell I want. That's a good one.
Safer than a tube sock.
That should be our new slogan.
Like it's a mega cast.
Safer than a tube sock.
Safer.
Right. And like, I want people to use it like randomly. Like, don't make it about sex, but just like, oh yeah, like this is great. Like, well, yeah, it's safer than a tube sock.
Yeah, I mean, that whole Brexit thing is crazy, but you know what? It's safer than a tube sock.
Safer than a tube sock.
All right, let's get our push-ups out of the way.
Brexit.
Hey, that's our social commentary right there.
Yeah,
no mega
kidding.
Cast. Unlike Brexit, we are safer than a tube sock.
Safer than a tube sock.
10 push-ups. It's a chance for our heart to race, our blood to pump, and our brain to...
Functioning?
Or function. this time. Where is it?
I wonder if people just like, you know, I like that cast. They just laugh at each other.
Yeah, they just giggle at each other. I don't know if I loaded it, man. Uh-oh. The flash drive might have failed
us. Oh, the flash drive let us down.
Son of a bitch. Oh, no, I got it. Man's name is Jared Mort. The song?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I'm running on my mind.
This guy gets laid from playing this version, I bet. All right. It's not necessarily the best push-up song.
It's not, but you're right. Like, if you're at a fire and this guy broke it out, I might sleep with him.
I might tell my wife to sleep with him.
You sleep with that dude.
Sleep with that guy. Look what he just did.
He's winning, honey. He's winning.
He's done acoustic Ludacris now. I never went.
Damn.
That's awesome.
It is.
Bang him. Now. Just do it. Take his pants off. Just don't screw up his guitar playing.
Right. All right, we're doing push-ups.
Right, it's going to be like, what do you and Ted talk about? Oh, nothing. Just I was volunteering you to have sex with some guy on YouTube.
What's he look like? We have no idea.
He's handsome, but he's got an even more handsome voice.
He does have a handsome voice.
Gosh, man, I wish I could play the guitar and sing like this.
You know what? I'm going to add it to the list. Learn to ice skate, learn to play guitar, learn a language. I got a lot of stuff to do in my 40s, Steve.
Oh, is that the goal?
Yeah.
You got 10 years from 40 to 50 to accomplish all these things?
Yep.
All right, good luck to you.
That's what I'm going
to
be working on.
We could play that one again, or... Let's get 10 to this version. Here we go.
All I do is win. No matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Hey!
And they stay there! And they say yeah! And they stay there!
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up.
Why did we yell 8 so loud?
My folks locked down.
Oh, your headphones weren't on.
Oh.
Cause that's where he went up.
I was like, 8. It's like, oh, we're yelling 8 really loud.
We love the number 8. It's safer than a tube sock.
No doubt.
You'll be serving, cause all I do is win, 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 no matter what.
up in the building. Everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah.
Why it's rough scene.
Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air. Make them stay there.
It's funny, Now that when I play B. Miggs, somebody of the Mega family texted in and said, you have to start playing that song when you win.
Dude, that's a good call.
So I did it the other day, and it felt amazing.
Oh, just as soon as you get the win?
I'm feeling like you might have to make that bleed into the men's room when you win at Ted versus the FCC.
Dude, that's a good call. I've never had a victory.
You need a victory song.
Yeah. Well, a victory song. I've had victories.
Right. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I got to figure out how to do it, though. Because we're recording, well, we'll figure it out, okay. The semantics.
This is an offline conversation, as the industry people would say.
Maybe I'll go get a boombox and I'll just start playing my own music.
Or you can just play it from your phone. All right, let's do the TED Talks.
Yeah.
TED Talks, starring B.T.E.K. Smith.
The TED Talk this week. You got to take the top off to drink that stuff, Steve.
Just tried to take a swing of my drink. I put my lip on. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yep, top's still on.
Got to take the top off.
One of the most important things is taking tops off stuff. TED Talk this week, man. Over 4th of July and everything, like you see a lot of friends and family and this and that. And, you know, I spent some time this weekend with, I don't want to sound mean, but kind of, I'd say, perimeter friends.
Okay.
Like people I don't always hang out with a ton.
Almost like acquaintances?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, I was like, you know what? Like, this isn't my usual crowd, but I'm going to go, you know, I did it 2 days in a row, and it was really fun. And I think, you know, like the one cookout I went to, I could tell the dude was real appreciative that we had shown up and stuff. So, I don't know, it's summertime. You're going to go hang out with friends and family. Maybe reach out to that buddy you haven't talked to in a while or something, and, you know, hook up with some of those other people too.
It's not a bad call. I tend to fall into the, I have like my certain close friends.
Yeah.
I got you, I got Munson and J-Mac. And really, anytime I'm not around my wife, it's usually with one of those. And then every once in a while, my buddy Brent from Brent Omaker and the Rodeo. That's like a once a month hangout, like, you know, for a lunch. But you're right. Like I am definitely the guy that is completely just closed circle. It's like a super tight circle. I have a lot of friends, but I don't spend any time with them, and I probably should be better at that.
Yeah, and like for
me, it's my wife's fault. I blame her.
Yeah.
I mean, she wants to spend time with me. I only got so much of me I can spread out there.
Well, like one group of guys, I just was talking about hanging out with them forever. Then it was like Sunday we're doing this or that. Like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we talk about it all the time. Let's actually go hang out.
Like you could have fun with other people. It's like, you know, it's not like they're not fun people to be around.
Yeah, exactly.
That being said, what are we doing Friday night? Ted and I are going to Alice in Chains.
Yeah. And I'll probably hang out with Baird on Saturday. I mean, right, I got my own, you know what I mean? I was thinking like, you, Baird, Ben, like, yeah, I get it. I hang out with the same group too.
Yeah, of course. We got our own little posses and that's what we do.
But that's the point of the TED Talk, Steve. Because I branched out. I want others to branch out.
All right. Well, I might not, but I'll try.
Well, Friday will be a blast.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. Alice in Chains?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It is.
I can't wait.
I just started listening to that CD again.
Which one? The Devil Put Dinosaurs Here or the one before that? Black Gives Way to Blue.
I think Black Gives Way to Blue.
Such a good record. I like Devil's Put Dinosaurs Here. That's a really good record. But Black Gives Way to Blue, there's something just so awesome about that.
Last of My Kind's on there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like probably my favorite song on that CD.
Oh, it's just, I mean, Check Your Brain or Check My Brain.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, I love that song so much, I don't even know what it's called.
Check Your Brain, dude.
I'm the worst at, like, knowing song titles or any of that crap, album titles. It's just everything's on my phone or, you know, on an MP3 player of some sort.
Yeah. And there's a lot of songs I like that I don't even know the names of. I just go, I like that one, and, you know.
Right, I like track 7. It's awesome.
I hate it, too, when somebody goes, well, how's it go? And it's like, especially with like EDM, it's like, oh, I don't, I can't. I can't sing that song. Like, come on, man.
You know that one, right? My wife does that to me all the time, and I know she does it just to make me sound like an idiot. But she's like, I'm like, yeah, you know that one band? She's like, what's their song? And I'm like, you know, and she's like, yeah, that doesn't help at all. Pull it up on your phone. Dummy.
You know what song I keep singing over and over, and I hate my TV because of it? It's just the last lyric of that of those DirecTV commercials with Bon Jovi.
I don't know if I
turn back time.
Oh,
see, that's all. Like, I was getting out of the shower today. It's like, turn back time. And I'm like, God damn it, Bon Jovi, get out of my head.
I've been obsessed with the, not obsessed, but I've been, we were watching something. It was like early in the morning. So it was like almost like infomercial time. So whenever they went to a commercial break for whatever show we were watching, it was just like, like, you know, like the guy who like sprays the thing on the bottom of the boat and now it can float and all like those kind of like.
Talk about Flex Seal?
Yeah.
Like, well, of course.
And then it was OxyClean.
Yeah.
The OxyClean commercial brings out like the worst impression of an English guy ever for me. And I think it's an Australian guy. I don't even know. But I'm like, OxyClean? Because that's what the guy says every time. So then for the rest of the day yesterday, I'm just going around the house going, OxyClean? And yeah. I was like, I get it. It was cute the first time you did it. It's not funny anymore.
Right, but you're not even trying to. Yeah. It just keeps coming out.
Yeah, it's just, I'm stuck. It's stuck in my head.
It's the power to turn back time.
You know, you and I have had this conversation about eventually doing this TV show called Ted and Steve Are Doing Stuff, right?
Doing Stuff.
And I've been really thinking about it the other day. We have to do this. I got an Instagram message from somebody that listens.
All right.
Name is Kellen. And he says, hey, anytime if you're ever out in Enumclaw, which is always a great way to start a message, says, we've got a dairy farm. More than welcome to swing by and check it out. I think that would be a funny experience for you and I. I mean, yeah, I live in Puyallup, but I'm still kind of a city guy.
I moved to Cal once when I was a child.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'll get under that udder.
I think it's time for us to get under that udder.
Yeah.
That could be one of our like segments on Ted and Steve Doing Stuff.
Oh, man. Have you seen this new exciting show? Yeah. First episode, they milk a cow and eat them claw.
And then they go play horseshoe at the Yellow Beak.
Right.
And this
there is
the
a sweet cider shop down there. We should get some cider, too.
Okay. We could do that. There's lots of stuff.
Yeah, we'll get some muffins at the kettle.
We could then go through Bonnie Lake and Buckley and see how many miles over the speed limit it takes before we get pulled over.
Dude, there was a guy at Red Fest. That him and his wife were like, we skipped the Buckley log show for this. And I was like, I know that's a big deal, so I appreciate that.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
We have to do the Buckley log show.
Yeah, we could do whatever we want.
I think also would be a good episode. Ted and Steve doing stuff. We go to Paradiso.
Man, you've been wanting to go to Paradiso for years.
I know.
I met a whole group of people last weekend that had all been.
We got to do it.
And they were like, dude, just go. And because I was like, I just don't know if I fit into that crowd. And they were like, you've been to Bernie, man. Like, what do you care? Like, just go.
We went to Fish dressed as Bert, Ernie, and Elmo.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, we could really have some fun with this. We could have, like, maybe get body paint.
All right.
This could be a really funny episode of Ted and Steve Doing Stuff. Plus, we get to go to Paradiso.
Yeah, we got a year to plan it out.
Yeah. So we just got to now, you know, conjure up some drugs and some body paint, and we're good. Should we take a break?
Man, body paint guy's been having fun, but he looks like a mess over there. And I'm all hairy, so the paint wouldn't be sticking. All right, look, we'll take a break. Have you been to the Solstice Parade, right?
No.
All right. So I would go to the I didn't go this year, but I've gone a lot of years, right? Watching people at a party afterwards peel off the body paint, because they look so cool. But I remember one year we were sitting at this awesome cookout that happens every year. They roast like two whole pigs, and there's a band. But just watching people peel that stuff off, I was like, I don't know if I want to be body paint guy.
Do we do the naked bicycle race next year?
We could do whatever we want.
It's Ted and Steve Are Doing Stuff.
I think we should just get like, you know, like those green, like skin-tight suits. But they should be like bold colors, like gold and silver.
We get those, and we somehow glue or sew onto the skin-tight suit like a giant dong. Like,
oh, I thought I was going to say our faces where our penises should be.
We could do that as well. Get a dong made that at the head is a puppet version of us. So you have a little Ted, and I'll have a little Steve. And whenever someone's looking at our outfit, we're like, oh, you want to talk to it? And like we have like a little thing that like opens its mouth and like, hey, guys.
So we're puppeteering?
Puppets.
Man, this show's gotten weird quick.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to get this show on King 5 if we do all this.
This is why you need to hang out with other friends this summer.
That's the problem. The influence of Ted, Munson, and J-Mac. They've blend into my brain.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I don't know. Oh, yeah, aren't we dead? Isn't that our new thing? We don't keep good teases.
Yeah. 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 We'll be back.
When the Megan Cast comes back, we're gonna talk about things.
Stuff.
And maybe every once in a while giggle at each other.
Probably.
The Mega Cast will return.
Everybody wanna know where you got your stuff. And you say, man, I cut the mother plug. Everybody saying, hey, where you get that from? And you feel so cool and every time you in the club. If y'all wanna go to the bar, drinks on us. If y'all wanna go to the bar, drinks on us. If y'all wanna go to the bar, drinks on us. If y'all wanna go to the bar, drinks on us. If y'all wanna sleep with the snakes, then y'all go ahead. I keep a pedicure long so them snakes, they will be dead.
The Megacast with Lee-Tex Smith and Steve are always up for some drinks and they will be back.
Believe what you read about crime, squalor, and disease. We here in Rio de Janeiro think our city is the perfect vacation getaway. And let's not forget the Summer Games. Athletes from across the globe gather once every 4 years. You don't want to miss it. A city full of excitement, music, culture, mystery, and thrills. Rio, book your trip today.
And cut. Should we do one more take with the window closed?
Big, big booty, but you got a big booty.
Oh. Welcome back big to Men That Love a Big Booty.
Big, big booty, but you got a big booty.
B-Tech Smith and Steve, the Megacast.
Yeah, I know what I've been on, yeah, I know that I've been on Queen Big Booty. Eating up on me, I'm gonna sit down. Roll through the cheeks, put a hand in the air, then pop. Let him know that you're in need.
Let me show you how to do it.
Yeah.
I like a big booty.
I'm a huge booty enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
Shake that.
And it ends.
And in my head, I'm still bobbing to
you're
it.
You're bobbing.
I'm still thinking about booties. How was your 4th of July, man?
The 4th was pretty quiet, actually.
Yeah.
I went out a lot Saturday. I went to a cookout Saturday, and then Sunday I went and had brunch in West Seattle.
Nice.
A place called, what's it, Ma'ono? This Hawaiian place in West Seattle.
I've heard about that place.
Probably some of the best fried chicken ever had in my life.
I think it was my buddy Brent, the one exception to my circle of three.
Yeah.
That he said, next time I got to come to West Seattle, and I think that's the place where he said we got to go eat.
Yeah.
Do you sit outside? Maybe I'm thinking of a different place.
No, I mean, was there outside seating?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But it's a little fancier, but it was great, man.
Fancy, like on the level of like a Salty's?
No, kind of, I don't know how to describe that restaurant. You know, those kind of in between where it's like, it's not a diner and it's like got fried chicken and stuff like that, but it's a little bit fancier.
Like a trendier type of a thing?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Maybe trendy's the word I should use.
Nice.
Yeah, but nice. Super good. I can't wait to go back. I had some fried Spam.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you have a poi?
No, but I want to go back and get one of those rolls where it's like a sushi roll, but it's got the Spam in it.
Yeah. I haven't had Spam in forever.
Did you ever eat it as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like we always ate Taylor's Ham pork roll.
Yeah.
Which is very specific to like New Jersey and kind of, I don't know if people in New York eat it. And then I don't know why, but my family always ate it. So it's like, I'd make fun of Spam, but pork roll.
It's basically Spam.
Yeah. So like, I kind of forgot. And then like, I was like, yeah, I'll take a side of fried Spam. It's a Hawaiian joint. And I was like, oh yes, it's like pork roll. But they have this stuff in Delaware too called Scrapple.
Scrapple?
Yeah.
They're just like, screw it. Yeah, we're just a bunch of scrap meat.
Yeah. That's basically, and it comes out like a black little brick.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Man, I'd eat it now. I never ate it as a kid. It was once at a restaurant on the beach. I said to the waitress, what's Scrapple? And she goes, honey, it's parts of the pig you don't generally eat.
Well, that's not a good selling point.
No, but some people love it.
Yeah.
But I mean, Spams. I mean, why not some Scrapple?
I mean, you eat hot dogs.
Plus, it just sounds terrible, right? Scrapple.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Like, it's like, we're just laying it all out there for you.
Yeah.
Scrapple. Made from the worst stuff on earth.
The complete opposite.
You know Snapple? like a delicious beverage that's made from the best stuff on earth. This is the exact opposite. It's a food. It's all the crap that you don't usually eat. Scrap it together. Here is Scrapple.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. We tried to hire that Wendy chick to do our commercials too, and she said, F that.
The Snapple lady.
Yeah. Isn't her name Wendy?
I think so.
I thought so.
I think she was just the Snapple lady.
Yeah, I guess I just always assumed that she was just known as Wendy the Snapple lady, but I don't remember.
I don't know. You say Wendy, I think burgers and fries.
Delicious.
Yeah, you know what? When I was on my road trip, I hit a Wendy's.
Which, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I gotcha.
Right, because I was like, oh, I'm in a car. I can eat fast food.
Have you done the Burger King Cheetos?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, Miles had them.
Mac and Cheetos, is that what they're called? What did he think about them?
He loved them.
That good?
Yeah.
I might have to go try those.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's generally, that seems like an item you'd like, you try and go, oh, that's pretty great. Or you're like, waste it, like, let's get some of those.
Yeah.
But I don't see you just sitting around on a Saturday like, hey, let's eat some Mac and Cheetos.
Kind of like you and I when we ordered like 12 avocado rolls that one time to go.
Oh, yeah, last year after Red Fest.
Yes. We ate maybe one helping of it and still had like 11 more helpings.
Oh, I ate sushi all in line. When I woke up the next day, I was like, God damn, I ordered a lot of sushi.
Yeah, we ordered a lot of food. We were not thinking with our stomachs. We were thinking what we thought we wanted a lot because it sounded delicious, but we didn't eat any of it.
Well, we demolished that pizza so easy.
That's right. We ate a pizza too. I forget. Gosh, and I wonder why I'm struggling. And then today I'm going to go all-you-can-eat sushi for lunch with J-Mac and
Munson. Yeah, shocking, Steve.
And hey, it did with J-Mac's brother. His brother's in town for
that's totally different.
Before he goes back to Montana to go back to football coaching and doing all that kind of stuff. So we're going to take him to Trappers for the first time. But of course, all three of us have to be a part of this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Get a couple Buddhas. You know I love them.
Oh, hell yeah.
God, I love that thing.
Oh, so good. So freaking good.
Obviously, we're both a little hungry as we keep talking about food.
I know. I can't stop thinking about food, man. And it's a late lunch. And, you know, like 2 o'clock is almost dinner time for me.
That's super late for you.
Yeah. So by the time I'm done eating lunch, I'm going to go home and it's then dinner time.
Yeah.
Fortunately, my wife knows I'm going to All You Can Eat, so she's probably not even going to make me anything for dinner. She's like, I know you're fine. Well, you can have a snack afterwards.
You can have a snack later.
Because I'm just going to gorge myself, man, with food. Yeah. I went to a Mariners game.
All right.
Well, I had a blast, but it's like, typically, I don't know about you, I go to a Mariners game, you have a couple beers, you maybe watch a few innings, and then you just kind of enjoy the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Well, I went with the family, so we weren't drinking.
All right.
And it's a whole different experience when you're going to a game, and we stayed all 9 innings.
Yeah.
And thank you, Mariners, for putting on a good game, because that could have been, I've done that before, where it's like a 2-1 pitcher's duel, and it's just like, oh my goodness, I just need a beer.
I went to a couple last year, same thing, like completely sober and stuff, and you're right, you just forget, like, oh yeah, baseball games take a while.
It's boring when you're not like being social in the sense of like having a couple beers, mingling, talking, so now we're like pretty much paying attention to the game, and thank God they were like, the bats were alive. Saw a grand
Mariners
slam.
Mariners been on fire.
Until these last couple of games, but
yeah.
But still, they swept the Orioles, who were on a 7-game winning streak when they met up with the Mariners. I thought, oh, this is going to suck.
And ironically, ironically, the only grand slam I've ever seen was in Baltimore at Camden Yards at an Orioles game.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Me and my buddy Bernie, we went to like an afternoon game, and I think we were like 19 or 20. So we had like a couple beers, and we snuck in some Captain for our Coke, right? And we're sitting up in the club level. I just remember...
sound like alcoholics. Can't have fun without any booze. You and me both. 9 whole innings without alcohol? You're telling me I got to sit here for 3 hours and not have a lick of beer?
It sounds like we do nothing but drink and eat.
Yes. And that's pretty much it.
Well, we accomplish other stuff.
Like?
This podcast.
That's very true. Sorry.
Rafael Palmeiro hit a grand slam and win the game. It was awesome.
Seth Smith. And the best part, it was like, I think second inning maybe when he hit it. And bases were loaded. And I look at my wife and go, he's going to crush it.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, oh, yeah, he's really going to crush it. I'm like, yeah, grand slam. About to happen. Next pitch. Boom. Gone. I'm like, oh, who's Nostradamus? I tried it for the rest of the game. It never worked.
That is, by the way, the international sign for a grand slam. Yeah, the way you had your arms
out.
Right, because I remember when Palmeiro hit that thing, Bernie just stood up and did the same thing.
Like, it's freaking awesome.
Suck it, bitches.
That's right. That's how the Mariners do this.
Yeah.
A couple of highlights.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Yeah, that's Brett Boone.
Yeah.
I saw a Brett Boone jersey. Brett Boone, no, he would wear, back in those days, I think I shared the story where we had access to the locker room.
Yeah.
And every time, and he was super cool. Like, I know a lot of people give him a hard time and steroid stuff and all that crazy crap. He was the most approachable, friendly Mariner during that 2001 heyday of them being just monsters of a team. Like, everybody else, I mean, Edgar was pretty cool, and so was Jamie Moyer. But really, Brett Boone was, like, the most personable. But every time, like clockwork, you show up, and it's probably a superstition, he's got a T-shirt on with the sleeves cut off underneath his jersey, I guess you would wear it, and it just said in small font, "Chicks dig the long ball."
Dope.
Right.
Yeah. Brett Boone, I think everybody likes him. I think he was just kind of not the poster boy.
Yeah.
But it just, he got so jacked up. And I just always remember he hit that home run and that bat flip. And it was like, that guy did some steroids. Yeah. So I think that's where
probably right before he took this at bat.
Right. So, I think that's where he got in some trouble.
No, he is the epitome of the steroid era.
Now, in his defense, everybody was doing it.
Right.
And I've always had this argument, too. If somebody said, here, take this pill, it'll make you funnier. And, like, you know, everybody else in town on the radio is doing it. I'm like, yeah. All right, well, I guess I'm going to take the pill.
Might as well. Yeah. Maybe everyone else has the advantage.
I mean, I'd like to meet this pill that makes me funnier, but whatever.
Good luck, pill. Is it going to make my dong smaller, though?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I don't have that to lose. I'm just saying.
It's one of life's greatest dilemmas. Do you take the pill that'll make you better at whatever it is that you are doing, but you also have shrinkage?
I'm going no.
I'm going yes. Married.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I mean, she already kind of know what it was like at Mecca. I think it's, you know, at least I could be like, look, you remember what it was once.
I don't know.
I know it sounded way more confident than I really am.
He's called your penis the Mecca.
Safer than a tube sock.
Well, you know, Eugene, you're right about that.
It used to not be, but now that I've been taking these pills, way safer. So there were a couple of things I thought were kind of funny at the Mariners game, Ted.
Mariners, sorry.
I thought this was really cool. It's not a funny story. It's more like, I wonder if I would have been this way when I was a kid.
All right.
Player, I don't know if it was a foul ball, or I think it was the inning ended, and a player tossed the ball into the stands.
All right.
He clearly was throwing it towards this little kid, who, of course, you know, it did not land in the kid's glove. It, like, hit the tip of the glove and then bounced behind him.
All right.
Another kid, maybe around the same age, maybe a couple years older, looked a little taller, had a little bit of a bigger head. I don't know. This is the only way I could gauge age, I guess, when it comes to kids. He catches it, and I'm like, oh. Bummer for that first kid, but
yeah.
Great score for the other kid. I'm not even kidding, dude. That kid walks over to the other kid and hands that kid the ball.
Yeah, as an adult, obviously, I would do that. I don't know if kid Ted is...
Right.
Right, because it's like, you're still a kid, so it's like, well, I got it.
Right, I caught it. It's not my fault that your glove wasn't big enough.
Huh, that's a tough one.
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Good on that kid.
I had the sinking, like... I almost, like, if I was sitting, I wouldn't have done it. I act like I would. But in my head, I created this story. Like, I was like, if I was sitting near that kid and watched him do such a great deed, I'd be like, what size jersey are you? And then go to the team shop and buy him a jersey.
Oh, damn.
As a way of rewarding him doing something that was very selfless.
I was thinking about maybe getting him a Sprite.
Well, I say I would do this, but of course, I mean, it's easy to say when I'm not actually buying it.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I would do something like that if I was, like, in that circle. Fortunately, I wasn't, so I didn't have to really cross that bridge.
Yeah. I think the coolest thing, like, so we meet a lot of people and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So
because we're hugely popular.
We are. So it's not hard for Steve and I. We're nice people. We like to hang out. And people are always like, oh, man, it's so cool that you're cool and this and that. And, like, I'm like, yeah, I know.
You think I'm cool. Just think how I am around my friends J-Mac, Ted, and Munson. They really know cool.
But one time I was leaving a Mariners game on a Friday night, right? And this dude that was a listener, he had tickets for the next day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, hey, man, I can't use them. Just take them. And I was like, all right. But I was like, I don't know. And he's like, I don't, you know, like, don't sweat it. Like, they were just kind of extra tickets I got. Just take them. I was
right.
like, all right, cool. So then, well, this part sounds bad. But then, like, I left. I walked around the block a little bit, had some beer, smoked some weed. And then I'm coming back. And there's a little kid, I don't know, probably like 10. And he's like, he's all worried because he's got to get back to the pro shop to go get like some jersey or hat, right?
Right. And then Stone Ted walks over.
Yeah. So I was, he's like freaking out. Like, I got to get back in there. Like, do you think they're still open? And I said, well, I don't know, man. I said, they'll be open tomorrow. And he's like, yeah, but I don't have tickets for tomorrow. And I went, now you do.
Oh.
Yeah. That to me was like the coolest, right?
You're like Mean Joe Green handing a towel to the kid and a Coke.
Yeah.
Only not a Coke or a towel.
I did always think, I wonder if that kid got back to his dad and the dad's like, oh, great. We have tickets for tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he happen to give you like $40 for parking and maybe another $20-$30 for the food?
And a beer?
Yeah. That's great. Who is this guy?
Right.
He's just some friendly bearded stone guy. Oh, it's Ted Smith. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he just goes around handing out tickets to all the kids in the neighborhood.
Right. He's like the Santa Claus of the Mariners.
Making all of us parents have that uncomfortable conversation with our kid. No, Billy, I'm not taking you to the Mariners game today. I can't afford parking and a hot dog. Why don't you have Uncle Ted take you? Oh, wait, he doesn't have a car.
Oh, man, that's awesome. You know, when you set it up that way, Steve, it sounds creepy. The friendly stone bearded guy handing out tickets to kids.
I think it's awesome, dude. I'm just joking.
No, I know.
One of my favorite things, and we get to do it a lot because of, well, not as much anymore because the economy has changed and the world of concert tickets have changed. But there was once a time, especially when I worked downstairs at the end, not only could you get a pair of tickets for yourself for any concert, even if it was a sold-out concert, like the promoters, the labels, they were just giving out, they were just handing over tickets like it was just like Post-it notes. Like,
yeah.
Like, here you go. So, like, sometimes I would be like, hey, can I get a pair of tickets to show X, Y, or Z? And they're like, how many do you need? I'm like, I don't know, like 2-3 pairs? Sure, here you go. And I remember one time, it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers were doing a show at the Moore Theater. Now, mind you, this is right around when Californication came out. So they are
massive.
Right. They are, if not the biggest band in the world, they are up there as one of the biggest bands in the world. And they were doing these small shows as like a, I can't remember if it was around the Columbine time, but it was like something was going on where they were trying to do things to build morale and spirit amongst high schoolers.
All right.
So that was like kind of like how you got into the show, but also they gave tickets to the radio station to the end to give out to people as well. So I had, I think, 3 pairs, maybe 2 pairs. So I had a pair for myself, of course, because I'm going in the show. And as I'm walking towards the show, there was somebody that was just like, had a sign that says, I'll do anything for a ticket. Anything. And it's just some kid, you know?
All right.
So I'm like, anything, huh? No, I'm kidding.
I was like, this story took a weird turn.
I didn't have a beard, and I wasn't stoned. But anything, huh? No. So
I wish people could see the way you threw your hands on your hips and went, anything, huh? Like, damn.
Anything, huh? Hey, kid.
Captain America here. What are you doing for those tickets?
My shoe size is 12. What's yours? It's got weird. So I'm like, he's like, you got the extra tickets? I'm like, yeah, man. Here you go. And I just handed him the tickets. And he's like,
dope.
What do you want for them? How much? I'm like, nothing. Just
go.
Just go. Take somebody else. If you find someone else that you want to take, just go. And he's like, and he starts crying. He's like freaking out.
Man.
He's like, what can I do? And then I was just at one moment, I'm like, you know, just listen to 107.7 The End mornings. Yeah. My name's Steve. Nice to meet you.
That's so smooth. Yeah, that's an awesome feeling.
Nothing better, man. Yeah. And I still to this day, I wish we could do it more. It's just not the same as it used to be. Now it's like, sometimes we have to be put on a waiting list with hopes of being able to buy tickets to a sold out show.
Yeah, man.
The times have changed.
And the real thing I feel bad about too is when people are like, can you help me meet this band or this or that? Like, yeah. I had a guy hit me up a couple weeks ago and it's like, you know, he's a war veteran, this and that. And it's like, man, I'd like to help you. We don't have that access anymore.
No, at all. Like, whenever, like, yeah, someone's like, hey, can you have them? Can you do this for me because of some hardship? And I'm like, I hope you don't think that I'm, like, blowing off your hardship because it sucks, and I'm sorry, but we just don't have the access like we used to.
Yeah.
Like if this was 15 years ago, yeah, what do you need? What do you got? How many friends do you want to bring? Sure thing.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. But, man, that was like, I'm with you, dude. To be able to hand over something for free when someone's not expecting it, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's a great feeling.
It is.
Let's see what time we got.
The hell were we talking about?
4th of July. Oh, one last quick thing.
All
right. You know what? When we come back, here's a tease for you. I think I witnessed Hulk Hogan get kicked out of the Mariners game for being too drunk.
Like the real Hulk Hogan?
Well, that you'll have to find out.
Oh, duh.
All right, bad
now
tease.
Now he's teasing again.
All right, bad tease.
That's a good tease.
No, it's just some guy that looked like him. We'll be back.
These guys will make you feel good, even if it's at their own expense. And I find that sexy. The Megacast with D-Tex Med and Steve will return.
How could something so fair be so cruel when this black sun revolved around you?
If your kids are out of control and climbing the walls, drop them off at Grandma's house and head to Camp Tokadoobee. Start your day with a wake and bake. It's the ultimate bud and breakfast. Camp Tokadoobee will take away all of the stresses of parenting and let you relax, maybe listen to some reggae and chill. Join in the daily activities like cannabis yoga, consciousness, or learn to roll the perfect joint. And of course, the 420 happy hour. Camp Tokadoobee, your most relaxing week of the year.
I would do Tex laundry if he was my man. The Mega Cast is back.
Yes, I do the cooking. Yes, I do the cleaning. Plus, I keep the nana real sweet for your eating. Yes, yes, you be the boss. And yes, I be respecting whatever that you tell me. Cause it's game you be spitting.
Feel my drum like I'm Diddy Day. I like the dirty rhythm you play. I wanna hear you calling my name.
Gotta turn those off,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, kind of have to turn those off. I'm talking, and I'm realizing nothing's being heard.
Who's that again?
I think that's David Guetta.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who he's singing with, but somebody.
Yeah.
I think probably like some pop star, like Britney Spears or Gwen Stefani or some horror. Like,
I don't think they do that, though. I don't. Yeah, it's got to be some like low-level pop star.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. I didn't write down much notes on this one because it's an old... When you hear like old songs that we've used before, that means I was just too lazy to put together new ones, and that's it's the
Jesus,
first day back.
Steve.
Sorry, I'm letting people behind the curtain, Ted. And while we're at it, we're trying to come off like we're like super charitable, nice guys handing out tickets for. Hey, no, you don't have to do anything for the tickets. You just need to take them and have a good time. Full disclosure: I did once. A girl many years ago. Oh, man.
Many.
Back in the end days.
Many
years ago. She hit us up and was like, I will do anything for Audioslave tickets. This is when Audioslave just became a band. They were playing the Paramount Theater. And she's and then single 20-something horny Steve sees anything. And I didn't even know what she looked like at that time.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I didn't care.
No.
Whatever. You said, so I write back, anything? ? Winky face. And she writes back, anything.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh.
Mouth hug?
Yes. I remember I was like, are you sure anything? And she's like, and then I think at that point, she's pretty much was like going to be like, look, I'll have sex with you for the tickets. I mean anything.
Just give me the damn tickets.
Just... So, long story short, meet up with her. She comes over to my old apartment when I lived in Queen Anne.
Nice.
My poor roommate at the time must have been like, what's going on here, man? Like, it's like 10 o'clock at night, like on like a Wednesday or something random. And all of a sudden, I'm like, hey,
this is whoever.
So somebody might knock on the door. He's like, aren't you going to bed? I'm like, it's someone, a friend thing. Just.
Oh, that's the best cover, too.
I don't know what to say.
It's a friend thing. Just let her in.
I hope she's hot. If she's not hot, then tell her she can
have the tickets.
Or just turn my light switch off and maybe punch me in the head a couple times. I don't know. Serve me some booze. Anyways, smoke show.
Ooh.
Like, I couldn't believe it, right? I'm just like, holy crap. Yes. What's up?
You
almost, almost don't even have to do anything. Like, at this point, I'm like, I'll just get you tickets to go on a date with you. Like, she's super hot.
Nice.
And she got the ticket. The best part was?
She got a pair or just one?
One ticket.
Just one? Oh, ruthless. I love it.
I originally meant to get two. Something got screwed up at work. And they're like, we only have one pair for you. And I really wanted to go to the show. So I told her, and I didn't even go with her, because I was like, I don't know what to do. I was horrible. I mean, I didn't understand how to, like, at that time, I was so, like, I should have actually pursued it at the time. Like she would have been a cool chick, because, like, I wound up keeping in touch with her for a little bit after the fact, and she was super cool.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
The hot chick that does stuff for tickets, you stayed in touch with her?
I know, right? Shocker.
Dude, you're a nice guy, dude.
Right? Giving kids that want to go to concerts tickets, giving hot chicks that want to do whatever for a ticket. But man, that was a funny. At first, I was like, I screwed with her. Terrible prank. Like, hey, I hate to break this to you, but I don't have any tickets. Just fell through. And she was like, what? Like, really? I was really like I thought she was going to cry. So I was like, I'm kidding. I have a ticket for you. I only was able to get one, though. And she's like, that's fine. I don't care. And so, not my greatest moment.
Yeah.
But I don't look back. It's too much information.
Yeah. I mean, but look.
We didn't go all the way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we went all the way, she would have got a pair. Clearly. kidding.
I mean, look.
And it wasn't because she didn't. Why am I sharing this?
I don't
with
know,
you?
Man. I would cut it off.
Like, you keep looking at me like a therapist, and I just want to just tell you more things I don't need to tell you. Let's just say Steve was very eager.
Oh! Oh! That is not where I thought that was going, but I like it.
No, she was. Well, like, the anything was true. Anything.
But Steve just got excited. That's, you know what, though?
At the worst possible time, too.
It shows that you really liked her.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh,
right.
Oh, man.
Like, missed it by that much.
How?
I mean, I guess we could say what happened. I turned the mics off, but I mean.
Yeah, I just.
Let's just say I was looking, I was protecting myself for war, but then I wound up shooting myself in the foot. While trying to put my protective vest on.
Man, I've never heard that story. That's unbelievable. So it's go time.
Yes.
You're putting on the hat.
Right. The war zone is ready. Guns are blazing.
And you misfire.
Mm-hmm.
What does she say?
I don't know. I don't remember. I know for sure. I must have said something to the extent of, I'm sorry, you're just super hot and... You know, it's kind of a compliment, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah, then, I mean, it's better than the alternative.
Well, here's the weird thing. So I'm thinking, well, that's why I kicked myself, because I was like, I should have, like, actually pursued to hang out more with her, because she, like, would still reach out to me, not asking for tickets, like, just, like, in general. Like, I really want to hang out with you again, and I never made it happen, because I was kind of embarrassed by that.
Yeah, you should have gone back in, though.
I know.
Well, I mean, it's all right now, but...
I'm not going to be like... What'd you guys talk about in the Megacast? I talked about this big regret I had, hon. Hey, I volunteered for you to have sex with a guy who could do rap covers on an acoustic guitar.
Acoustic guitar.
And I'm pining over a chick that did a certain deed in exchange for an audio slave ticket.
I mean, Yeah, you're right. That's the counterbalance to us being nice guys handing out a bunch of tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's all within the scope of what we do. And sometimes we use our powers for good. Sometimes we use our powers for a little bit of evil.
But at the end of the day, even doing the evil stuff, I mean, everyone won.
Right, she got a ticket.
She got to go to the show. I remember even getting like a text message from her that night saying, "Where are you? I lost my shoes in the mosh pit." And I'm like, I don't even know what I'm...
Kind of ironic.
Ted.
Oh, man.
She was really hot.
Yeah, I mean, I believe you.
That's why I couldn't go to war.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point in my life, I wasn't really able to make magic happen. And that was like, whoa, out of my league. Thank you, Chris Cornell.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a couple of those, too, where it's just like, holy cow. Yeah. I can't even believe I'm doing this.
Right?
Yeah. I know. I think I've told the story before, but what is with the smile? What? Like, why are you smiling?
You're creeping me out. Stop smiling.
It's like, well, pretty excited you're naked.
Yeah. Didn't think this was going to happen.
No, I did not. So this is all an added bonus for me.
What now, as a woman, how do you react to that?
I don't know.
Right?
Right?
Are you is that a compliment or is that completely creepy?
I mean, I think it comes off creepy. I wish it came off of what it was as a comp. Like, I didn't even know I was smiling that much. I was just like, right. I was just pumped. And like, she was super hot.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, this is great.
This is amazing.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's like, I don't know. Like, if I've been with a girl for a little bit, I could be a little better. But like, this is the first time being intimate. Like, sorry, I'm pretty pumped to see your naked body right now.
Yeah. And I never thought about the something about Mary tactic at that point. Because I did not know how hot she was going to be.
No, I like this too. You're playing in like a nice little nightcap, and then just a dime shows up, and you're like, oh. Wow, yeah.
There's more ways than one. Mind and something else blown.
I don't know. I don't know where we go from here.
Why? This is this is what happens when I talk to you, Ted, man. Things come out that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. So it's not just her.
Safer than a tube sock.
Definitely.
I mean, I guess you were.
I was trying to be safer.
Yeah.
I mean, I was super safe. There was zero chance.
Yeah. You couldn't be any safer.
No.
Stand there.
Yeah. And then it's just like, well, wah, wah. I don't know what to do now.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Right? Or it's like, do you have an hour to hang out? I'll be ready again.
You hope, but I don't know about you, but it's a mental game. At that point,
yeah.
My mind has already said, you've just completely screwed that one up.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if it's going to... I might take some hypnotism before I could get back in the game.
Oh, man. That's a good story.
Oh, yeah, really good.
Explains why you love Audio Slave so much. Oh, Steve with the curse.
I meant to say, freaking love that band. Oh, what were we going to talk about? Oh, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. You're at the Mariners game with your family sober.
Right, you know, whatever. This guy, he shows up like one section over from us, full on Hulk Hogan outfit. He's got a legit real life skullet, blonde, bleach blonde.
All right.
He's got the mustache. He's got the yellow and the red feather boa wrapped around his neck and the yellow t-shirt cut with the three cuts in the back, like Hulk Hogan used to do, and it said Hulk rules.
Yeah. Is he with other wrestlers?
He just kind of shows up by himself.
Ooh, that's weird.
And apparently he was there the night before because I saw a couple of our coworkers, like Sage and I can't remember who else from I think Frankie maybe, or who knows? Or Vanessa. And they had a picture with him in the pen. So.
Mine?
So all of a sudden, he walks down, and we're all freaking out. We're like, this is awesome. One guy's yelling, rip your shirt, Hulk, rip your shirt. And I'm dying. So funny. And, of course, he's doing all the posing. He's not sitting down, though. That pose, the arm, almost like the old school version of a dab.
Right.
Hulk's dab. And he's doing all this stuff, and obviously the people behind him are probably getting a little annoyed because he's not sitting down.
He's just standing up doing this during the game.
The ushers are like, hey, you need to sit down. He's got a sign with him that says Mariner's Rule. But he keeps putting it upside down. The guy's just clearly he was not taking his vitamins. He was, or as BJ said when I was telling him about this, he was taking his vitamin R.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
He must have had a few drinks. Well, now, not kidding you, maybe like a couple innings go by, all of a sudden, Jumbotron showing him on the big screen. I am a real American.
They play the song?
Yes.
Well, now he's never going to sit down.
Yeah, and here's the best part. He's sitting down when they play the song.
Oh.
He has no idea what's going on. Like, I'm like, you're a terrible fake Hulk Hogan. The minute you hear, when it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, however it goes. I am a real, like, he's just still sitting, like, looking elsewhere, talking to people. Finally, someone's hitting him like, hey, Hulk, they're playing your song and you're on the big screen.
Right, like, this is what you waited all day for.
Right, this is why you dressed up as the Hulkster, probably.
He's been annoying everybody, and then it's his time to shine.
And he's just sitting. So he finally jumps up, starts doing the Hulk Hogan dab move and all of his posing. And, of course, the place is going nuts. I'm losing my mind because I'm like, yeah, Hulkster! I wish I was sitting closer to you so I could get a picture. And I'm like, this is so much, so awesome. Well, that ends. Now he's riding high, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And I maybe a couple outs go by before all of a sudden, I'm not positive, but we were there for the whole game, and he never showed up again. And he walked up the stairs with security.
Ushers or cops?
Ushers.
All right.
I think he got kicked out of the game, which I thought, wow. I mean, talk about from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows in less than an inning.
Man.
He had the freaking Mariners people find him, find the song, play it, put him up on display. Everyone's losing their mind. How great does that feel that you're dressed up as Hulk Hogan and the stadium is putting all of its attention on you for a few seconds, and then within minutes,
he's booted out.
He's getting kicked out.
Maybe they took him to a celebrity section.
That could be. Where, what, is Macho Man hanging out there and the Ultimate Warrior?
Probably not those two.
All right, bad choice of wrestlers. The Rock and Stone Cold?
Yeah, I don't know. That seems weird, though. You're right. But the ushers must have been talking to him before, like, hey, you got to sit down.
Oh, yeah, multiple times.
All right.
Yeah, there was this one usher that kept being like, hey, man, just sit down. Like,
right, like in between innings, do all your stuff.
Right.
Nobody cares. Yeah. After a home run, flex away.
Yeah, do your thing. But sit the F down otherwise.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome.
That's crazy.
I thought it was just so like, I hope he got kicked out because, I mean, what a great moment to go home. And if he has a significant other, I don't know if it's Miss Elizabeth. Oh, no, she's not here, too. Well, you know, he did steal her from Macho Man for a minute. But did he go home and be like, hey, how was it? Oh, man, it was awesome. I got on the big screen. I flexed. They played my song. And then I got kicked out.
Yeah. I wonder, though. Or does Hawk just go to a bar after that and be like, that kicked me out?
Yeah. Why are you kicking me out?
I'm Hulk.
I didn't say anything racist today.
Yeah, getting kicked out of sports games is tough.
Have you?
No, I've been kicked off fields.
Well, yeah, I remember that one time where you walked on the field. Was it a Terps game?
Yeah, because I shouldn't have been there.
And you you kind of brought attention to yourself because you drank their Gatorade.
Yeah, on the bench.
I love that story.
Yeah, so I mean like that. I'm trying to think. I haven't been kicked out of a game. No, I think we got close back in the day at some of the Sounders matches, given because the other team, you know, warms up right in front of us.
Oh, you're right. So, like, and I mean, like when we say right in front of you, like less than 20 feet from where you're sitting.
Right. So we've tamed it down now because we're like in our mid 30s. But you know, 2009 when it started, you know, it's that 7 year. Like we were still in our late 20s and stuff, and we would give it to them. Some of the guys had some choice words. I remember one dude that used to go, he speaks Spanish.
Oh.
And I forget who the player was, but he was getting, like, the dude just lost it and was, like, screaming at him in Spanish. Like, basically, like, get down here, I'm going to hit you.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, one time we went to, when I was in college, it was Plattsburgh, New York, which is, like, minutes away from the Canadian border and about 30, 40 minutes from Montreal.
All right.
So we would go there from time to time. We went to go see a Green Day concert, myself and a few of my guys, my crew. And this is before you, Munson, and the J-Mac. Clearly, these guys were not nearly as awesome. No. So we're there, and it's right around the time when Quebec is trying to create its own country, basically.
It all right.
Succeed or secede from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like riots in the streets. There's like people just like things on fire. It was really insane. And so we're in the middle of all this and we're the Americans. And we're at like a restaurant and this waiter's just being a jerk to us. Like, because we didn't, none of us, well,
spoke
at the time,
French.
I didn't think any of us spoke French.
All right.
So then we get into the car and now we're like, we should get out of here. Like, Green Day's done.
Let's just go home.
Right. Some girl tried to attack me at the concert because I was too tall and I was in her way. Like, and she was speaking in French. I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying. And she slapped me.
Damn.
Yeah, it was like really just a heightened intensity in Montreal at that time. It was kind of cool, though, to be a part of, like to watch the chaos. So anyways, we're trying to figure out how to get back, and none of us could figure it out. So one of our guys is like trying to talk to someone, and everyone we talk to is just like, blah, 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 and flips us off.
Well, that's the whole thing with French Canadians. They all speak English, too, but they only speak French to Americans.
Right. Oh, I could not agree more. So one of our guys, out of nowhere, just starts speaking French.
No kidding.
And I'm like, where the hell have you been this whole time? And he said something. He was drunk. He goes, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, maybe this will help us. And then the guy who said it to, his face turns beet red and just starts punching our car like this and just yelling and screaming. I'm like, so our guy that was a sober one guns it and we get out of that area. And we're all like running hot on adrenaline. And I'm like, what the hell? Mies, this guy Chris. But his last name was Mies. I'm like, what the hell did you say? And he's like, I can't remember the exact phrase he said. But he said something to the extent of lick my balls. And I'm like, wait, this whole time you've been holding that trump card and you throw it out there when we need to get home.
Yeah, like that's not the time.
Oh, we were all like, what the hell? Luckily, we by luck, we ended up seeing the street signs that took us back to America. But we were freaking the hell out. We're like, of course, we have one guy who could kind of speak French and all he knows how to say is to lick his balls.
Oof.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Excitement.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been that close to like some serious like rioting.
Yeah. I bet it's a protest, but never like a riot.
Yeah, it was like, you know, people just knocking things over and like trash cans were on fire. That was the coolest thing.
How was the show?
Awesome.
Really?
It was at the old Montreal Forum.
All right.
Which is such a cool old building. And Green Day were phenomenal. I forget how many times I've seen Green Day. It's really, it's an unhealthy amount.
Hmm.
I've probably seen them close to 20 times.
No kidding.
Yeah. Every time they're on tour, I always go see them because they always put on a great show.
I don't think I've ever seen him.
Oh, next time.
All right.
You know, if we get an extra pair, I'll even just give them to you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's some hot Green Day fans out there.
I'll do anything for Green Day tickets. Anything? My friend Steve once did this.
You know, my will be the complete opposite. It'll be some unattractive, like, 40-year-old woman, right? And then you just see, like, oh, no, unlike you, it never happened for me.
Well, the pants never even came off.
No. Gave her a high five and the tickets.
And here's $20 for parking.
Right?
Now leave.
Just please lose my number.
All right, let's get out of here, Ted.
Yeah, man.
Should we do acoustic style?
Let's get the real stuff.
A real or the metal?
No, let's do the real one.
DJ Khaled!
Are we doing this all summer?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I think we should.
Yeah. I'm not tired of it yet.
I don't think I'll ever be tired of it.
I can guarantee you, as soon as we get in your car Friday after Alice in Chains, this will be the first song we put on.
Oh, for sure. We might even have to put it on loop.
Yeah. We should be old school and just park right next there at the Paramount, right?
Just playing it loud. Or the Moor, I can't remember.
Yeah, we should just be the guys parked next door just blaring this song like, what's up?
You guys going to see Chains? That'd be funny if we went to the Alice in Chains show and we thought we were at a 2 Chainz show.
whoa, wrong Chainz.
We're wearing our 2 Chainz shirts. All I do is win, win, win. Like, what? Got money on my mind. Where 2 Chainz at? I thought Alice in was the opener.
Alice in.
They need to collaborate.
2 Chainz and Alice in Chainz?
Alice in 2 Chainz.
Dude, I go to that tour.
Hell yeah.
That is a diverse audience.
That would be fun.
Alice 2 Chainz.
Well, we never did the push-ups.
Let's just bag them out.
All right, no music?
No music. Oh. Let's just do them.
All right, well then, hey, let's get this going.
Safer than a tube sock.
Hey, Jen?
Yeah, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Did we ever do them without music?
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, huh?
Really weird.
Yeah, I'm just happy I didn't bang my head.
I'm just happy I didn't have a happy moment before I got to have sex with the hot girl again.
So, we'll title this one, Tickets for All. You get some tickets. You get some tickets. Segment 2, the guys couldn't be classier. Segment 3, the guys couldn't be, like, trashier.
Right, talk about the yin and yang.
Right?
Here, we're doing nice things for kids. Well, let me tell you another story of basically borderline prostitution.
Yeah.
I mean, sex in exchange for something.
I guess, but it wasn't money. Yeah. I say it's all legal. Above board.
Nice. They were comp tickets. I did not pay for them.
Yeah, I mean, look.
So it was comp sex.
If I meet a girl and take her out for dinner and we have sex, does that mean the dinner was equal for the sex?
Next time we go to, like, a strip club, if we ever do, we gotta, like, go, hey, do you guys got any comp dances? Like,
we're gonna work out deals at a strip club? I draw the line there, Steve.
One time I was so wasted at a strip club. It was really quick, and then we could call it. Girl comes over, and she gives me, like, a card.
All right.
I was so wasted. I go, oh, you got punch cards? She looked at me and starts laughing. She's like, what? I'm like, I don't know. Like, 10 dances, I get one free? She's like, no. This is a card for, like, some, like, the DJ had, like, a business, and he gave it to her to gift because he realized who I was.
What kind of punch card?
And I'm, like, all jacked. I'm like, yeah, punch cards at the strip club.
I'll get my 10 dances in.
Tonight.
All right. All right, dude, I got to get back to work.
Yeah.
Safer than a tube sock.